What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nail Shop. This is Cesare. I'm getting ready to tell y'all a story, okay? And the reason why I'm about to tell you the story is because not only did it just happen, like, right now, but I have never had so many emotions going to the store, the grocery store, to pick up 5 items, okay? So, and I know you're like, I went from happy to cussing this fucking man out in my head, not in public, because I'm not about to be out here. I live in a small little town. I'm not about to be out here embarrassing my family like that, okay? Cussing this fucking man out. He was all kind of really, really, really messed up things, okay? So now you hear I'm laughing, okay? To, like, seeing the brighter side, to analyzing my life all within, fuck, this all happened within, like, a 20-minute time span from the time I left my house, got in the car. No, fuck that. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry about that. Fuck that. But it actually, the incident just happened within the last 5 minutes. Because from the, especially when there's no one there, from the register to my car to getting home is like less than a 5-minute drive. Okay? Because when I say it's right around the corner, it's right around the corner. They're basically like connected, right? That's how close it is. But anywho, I'm going to the store. I gotta give you that whole setup just so you can understand like all these emotions and where they came from, right? So y'all already know my background as far as owning businesses, doing the podcast, being a married woman, being a Black woman, being a mother of a teenager, being a sister, being a daughter, all of that stuff. Like, I wear lots of fucking hats, right? And I've still got this contract that I've got going on with taxes and all this stuff. Like, I'm a very busy woman. Now, me and my husband have been married over 7 years. And we established and sat down the dynamic of our relationship and what he expects of me and wants from me and my role to be played in found these gloves that my son said he can't found because he can't do the yard. Bam, bam. So we've been established that we have. I'm not saying that me and my husband's relationship is perfect because it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have our ups and downs and things we got to get over, trials, tribulations. We have our good times, bad times, but we know how to, good times and happy times, but we know how to communicate with each other to have the understanding of how to move forward with a resolution. That's what I do find is, like, awesome about our relationship, right? So, I'm talking about, like, before we were even married, I asked my husband, like, what he expected of me as a wife and all this other stuff. And he never can give me an answer. And I'm not going to speak on behalf of him. I might have him. I think I have had him talk about that. But I don't know. Like, I'm so fucking, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to get this story, make sure that I give you guys all the aspects that I'm trying to make sure I don't bring in too many guys for it. Okay. So, bam. So, the husband and the kid, they left so they can go to work. Today we take the kid to work day, which happens every now and again at the job that he's at, right? So this is something that I've known about, like, I think, like, all week, okay? The family has known about it. I finally have had a weekend off. This is like my first real weekend off since like January. And of course it's not off because I gotta get my house together. I gotta get, like, I have a routine that I do, right? So before I leave out the house, the only reason why I went to go to the store is because, like, I am hungry, okay? Like, I'm pretty much the main one who takes care of the main grocery shopping and all this other stuff, especially because Jonathan is on, like, this really, like numbered, written diet. So, he's not, he gets what he needs to get for the family, but he just finished his second to last class so he can finally be done with his master's, right? So we all been busy. He's been real fucking busy these last couple weeks. Especially this last week. It's been like a catch-up week, right? So one thing that my husband made very apparent that he required of me is that he wants me to be happy. And don't bring him none of that negative ass shit, yelling and all the other stuff. And I'm like, if that's all you want from me, shit, I could do that, right? And everything else falls in line. So bam, I'm at the store again. I'm here by myself, being a dog. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have no, like, the bananas, they're bad. Like, I like my bananas, like, that green yellow. I might have like a little crunch. That's me. Like, once bananas start getting a speck of brown on it, I don't want that shit because it's too sweet. Because the browner banana is, the sweeter it is. And I do not fucking like sweet bananas. So I'm like, damn. And that's like one of the things, like, it's almost 12 o'clock noon on a Saturday. That's one of the things that I would like munch on while I'm doing like little housewife tour stuff. Again, my husband doesn't require this of me. I want it for my sanity. I want my house to look a certain way. I want laundry to be done and all this other stuff, right? But it takes a lot of energy and correct planning to have a routine in the household. And when you don't keep up with that routine, which I knew I wasn't going to be able to, like, whenever tax season comes around like this, like, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm only one woman. So, I know what's going on in my fucking household, right? Me and my husband, we know what's going on. Like, I'm out here. My husband is happy for me. We out here accomplishing, like, goals that we've been eating, all this good shit, right? So I go, I'm like, okay, I need some bananas so I could be able to keep my fuel going, so I could take care of my husband's laundry and everything, because come back Monday, everybody got to go back to the routine. So it's like, let me help the family out, like, my stuff has slowed down, let me get this house back together. But still, like, it's so disrupted that I know it's going to take me some sit down time to plan it. Like, I'm very meticulous when it's like, when my house gets so messed up, it's like, okay, so I won't drive myself crazy. Everything has a section. Everything is like, okay, take care of this. Like, I don't try to get myself too overwhelmed, right? And I like to come up with a plan. So I'm like, fuck, I haven't came up with my plan yet. I know I need to go grocery shopping. The grocery shopping is part of the plan. If I go do my regular ass, this is what the conversation I'm having with myself after they leave me. Okay, to go to work and all that shit. So I'm like, okay, I need to put something in my stomach. I don't want to eat out, you know. Sometimes coming, you know what I'm saying? I like my little body. Hey, like, sometimes I just got to get with these little arms. Like, I can't be out there eating now. Jonathan took me to eat last night. You know what I'm saying? We had a little datey date last night. Like, I can't be pulling up in nobody's fucking drive-thru. And that's not going to properly give me the energy I need. Like, okay, so I got my whole little game plan. Bam. So, again, having this whole little conversation with myself on my way to the store. Like, okay, should I get stuff for dinner and this and this and that? But I'm not knowing what I'm cooking and all this other stuff. And I'm like, no, Niecy, you know better than that. Because when you get to going, you don't have your list, you don't have your plan, you overbuy. And one of the things that I like to do, especially when the new month is coming, which is going to be here on Monday, I want my fucking refrigerator cleaned out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, don't go against what you know is going to get your shit, you know what I'm saying, have everything come back to life and have your house functioning right, right? So I'm like, all right, game plan. Don't you fucking go up in this store and go outside of anything else you need, right? Like, I stuck to my fucking guns. I went in there, I got my bananas, and then I like to eat these little breakfast bowls, like something to put up in a Jimmy Dean's meat lover's breakfast bowls, right? So I'm like, okay, they on sale. I know I need to order me some, but I haven't made out my plan, so I'm not sure when I'm going to do my groceries, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat one now. They two for whatever money, so I'm like, okay, let me grab four, because then I'll have three. So tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? I got me some left over. I got deep freezers and regular. I got a mini fridge. I have the fucking capacity to put this shit in, and I need to go grocery shopping again. So it was like, bam, all right. These four little Jimmy Dean breakfast bowls, booyah. Like, I know what the fuck, again, I know what's going on in my house. So I put it in, I'm sorry. So I'm getting my little stuff, and then I was getting ready to go to the meat department to have them go ahead and cut my meat up and do all that other stuff. But I was like, again, you don't know what you're missing from your household. You don't know. You're going to be out here random buying, and that's how you spend more fucking money. Go back to the house, get what the fuck you need to not pass the fuck out while you're doing laundry, washing, folding, putting away, sorting, throwing away, cleaning. Like, I am trying to get my fucking house back to order, and I have no help. Do you hear me? Okay? Again. Oh, Ruby, that's fucked up. I was fucking walking around my house like, what the fuck is that? And mind you, I asked the fucking dog if she needed the dog. Why? She's scandalous. So now I gotta pick up shit. So anyways. So I go to the store, get my shit, go stand in the line. I'm still trying to get my game plan together. Trying to go through shit because I'm like, I have not written anything down. So I'm trying to make sure that I'm keeping track of different shit. You're bad, Ruby. This fucking like old ass. And usually I do not call people old. I don't. I'll call them seasoned. But this old ass motherfucker right here, old white ass, older than my motherfucking life. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. His granddaddy on slaves ass old. Okay? I don't give a fuck. Like, so this motherfucker gonna tear his punk ass around when he's standing in front of me and He got his like cases of fucking cat litter and shit. Fucking like a couple things from the just a few things from the fucking meat department and shit. And he turns around and goes, "Huh? There's no cooking for you, I see." I was like, "No, like okay." Because this is what I was telling you about these emotions, right? I was like, "Nah, it's just me." But I cut it short. Like I'm just like, "Damn!" Like usually I'm very descriptive and blah, blah, and I'm talking. And again, I got fucking too much that I gotta do. I gotta run my shit by, run my shit, my list and all of that with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I answered him to be fucking polite. I fucking answered this fucking bastard to be fucking polite. And then when I got to fucking sitting there and thinking about it, like, I was like, I fucking said I was alone. So now this bitch is fucking because he was already judging me. So I'm like, oh, so now he probably like, oh, she ain't got no man. She ain't got no responsibilities. Now, mind you, I'm all dripped out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, how dare you? Like, I got a man. I got fucking responsibilities and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, why the fuck does my situation matter to you? What the hell? I bought at 11 o'clock in the morning. Why does that shit bother you? I'm sorry, not at 11. At 11:30. Y'all know what the fuck I'm trying to talk about. Y'all know what I'm saying. Like, who are you? Like, are you, like, do you want to pay for this shit? Do you? Do you want to pay for it? You see, and I hate fucking judging people because I always try to give people the benefit of the fucking doubt because I fucking hate being judged. But that fucking... he pissed me off. And I say all of that to say, I got to thinking about it. I was like, nah, that shouldn't even piss me off because at the end of the day, the fact that my husband don't put none of the motherfucking pressures on me, that's what he was fucking bothered about. He was bothered that I didn't have a fucking man pressuring me to do something that he fucking wants me to do. Who the fuck are you? Like, you don't fucking take care of me. Does it fucking matter? Nigga, see, that's how I know I'm mad, because I got, yeah, see, fuck. Woo! My husband don't give a flying shit if I never fucking cook another meal ever, and I cook some good-ass fucking food, because again, if the shit don't fucking make me happy, he's like, cut that shit out. Ain't no reason to do it. Period. It's about fucking me. That's the type of man that I fucking got. And I got this other old ass, older than my motherfucking granddaddy ass man. I see there's no cooking for you. Like, bitch, all this is some motherfucking breakfast bowls. This ain't no, like, first of all, like, some little ass, like, it's a banana. The fuck? How do you not know that I don't fucking come to this goddamn store multiple times, which I do, in a day? How do you fucking not know that my major fucking grocery shopping ain't coming from Costco? Because they sure don't sell meat lovers. Ain't that a bitch? How the fuck do you not? You don't. Because you don't. Because you fucking don't. Ew. Like, I know the other fucking reason why it pisses me off so motherfucking bad is because I've commented on people's motherfucking shit before, but you don't be all negative with it. It's like, ooh, y'all getting ready to have a party, I see. Okay, I want to come to y'all house. Y'all about to eat good. Or don't say nothing at all. But it's okay, because then he made me realize, oh shit, I'm out here living that non-independent black woman life that I have been dreaming about. Like, I'm not trying to be no strong black independent woman. I'm not. I'm gonna fucking, and ain't no not so strong black independent woman or any fucking woman who's independent. I used to be her. It's just exhausting. Pay this rent. Give me options. Thank you. Like, you know how many women would fucking love to be my man? Yeah. You damn right I didn't have to fucking. And if I wanted to, then I would have. And the cold part is, usually, my husband does the fucking breakfast. Because that's the one thing I can't pick up. I don't like breakfast. I don't care. Like, I'll make y'all ask some other people bomb ass fried chicken for breakfast. Like, if it comes down to making some just like, you can make anything in the morning. Oh yeah, I got you, my nigga. Like, but don't ask me to cook up no eggs and make no grits and pack it. No. Nope. Not my expertise. Like, I can sanitize and fucking batter up and fry the shit out of some chicken and make all different kind of other meals. But I can make a good fucking steak, boy. Some bomb ass salmon. I ain't gonna say nothing about chicken Alfredo because for some reason chicken Alfredo in the black community has not been all of that, like, well, like it's a bad thing. Damn, it's hot. Like, this man straight said, I feel like, man. Now, how about I'm just so fucking picky and my husband ain't fucking no goddamn honorary ass bully of a husband that I got options and choices in my fucking relationship and in my goddamn marriage. Coming at me. The fuck? That shit really pissed me off. But that was the story I wanted to tell y'all. Like, I really went up and down and up and down. I was like, ooh, I can't wait. Tell my folks this shenanigans. Alright. Like, he had to fucking be 98. And I wish he looked older than fucking Biden. And I wish I was fucking lying. I'm not. I wish I was. I really fucking wish I was. Like, and when I tell you, having all those different, like, wait a minute, did this just man, is he insinuating? Wait a minute, is he questioning? Like, women, the ones who out there that go through all of those different thoughts real quick, but may have taken a little minute for it to process first, and then you go through, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So, I didn't cuss the man out because it wasn't worth it. I didn't show my eye. Wasn't worth it. I smiled. I said, yep. Because it's just me and then that's a fucking explain. Because again, like I said, I know my family dynamic. I know what I got going on. And if that was your fucking chit-chat, and if that was what you were trying to do to try to make a woman... Because it was so weird because he didn't say nothing after that. Like, I said, like, yep. Like, there was no other communication. There was no have a good day. There was no, like... I don't know. He was just on some weird-ass shit. Some weirdo-ass shit. Got me out here. Like, I be cussing. I'm a podcast. I do... But but as I like to say, before I let y'all leave, y'all wait. I really hope you guys enjoyed the story before I actually say the ending. I really do hope. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, she just like her for the old man. No, listen to the whole thing. Listen to what I said in my head. Okay? Or, oh my gosh, she gets the old man out of her head. She's awful. If you think that fucking, I don't know. I don't give a damn. That was an experience I had. It's funny, because now that I'm looking at the time on how long it took me to record, it took me longer to record it than the actual incident happened, y'all. Like, that's how you know when a woman gets to talking, and she ain't dropping. Oh, yeah. You done that, man. But I'm going to go back to my cleaning. Look, I'm going to go back to my cleaning. I'm going to eat my banana, finish it off. Eat my little meat lover's bowl that I warmed up. And that's going to be that. Like... And I probably laugh at this shit a couple times in my head, just out of nowhere, like one of those just random ass, just ass laughs. But yeah, as I like to say, before I let y'all head out y'all way, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yes.